Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of E-Talks Radio. I'm E-Bunny Shanae. Today, I have a special guest in the building. I'm hyped because this girl has the fashion sense of, I don't even know what to say, a goddess. She is like the best designer ever. Today we have Alnika. Hi, hey, how are you? Lavello. Alnika Lavello, your name is very, very unique.
Thank you.
I just want to say that. Lavello is like... Is that your real last name?
Yep.
It is?
Yep. It's Italian.
Italian. I like that. And I also have a special co-host today.
Yeah.
On air with Sir is in the building.
Yeah, I'm in the building.
His crazy ass.
I'm chilling today. Today I'm chilling. I'm tired.
You chilling today?
I just been relaxing.
Because me and Alnika, we chilling too. So we
get home and do Netflix and chill. I'm watching this new TV show right now. I'm excited to get home and finish watching, you know, so...
Nice. What TV show is this that you're so into right now?
So I got two right now.
Okay.
All right. So I got Blacklist, which is a gangster. This is like
kinda
a gangster
like
flick.
That.
And then I got Get Down, which is like the like 60s and shit, about like kids in the 60s.
Yeah.
Like wild ass.
I love that
kids.
One.
Yeah.
Do you watch that? No.
No. She's like no.
Do you Netflix and chill?
No.
You don't Netflix and chill?
No.
Like, you look like a Netflix and chiller though.
I don't.
Yeah.
No, I really don't. I don't Netflix and chill.
You don't Netflix like
you
and just chill.
I watch Power.
That's you watch Power?
Everybody watches Power.
I haven't. I can't get into Power.
I haven't even.
Because it seems like a fake gangsta show.
What? Yeah. Okay.
It is.
Some stuff I'm like,
I can't
they don't
watch
make it
a fake gangsta show.
Okay. You're a fake gangster. You can blend right in.
I am a fake gangster. That's okay.
We like to pretend sometimes. All right. Well. I'm glad you're here. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. Thank
traveling
you.
Down here to E-Talks Radio. Give my listeners a little bit of background about you as a person. Who is Alnika? I know you're from
South Philly.
South Philly.
Grew up in South Philly, born and raised.
Wow. Wait, let me just tell you, when I go to South
Philly. She a gangster. She
yes,
might kill us before we
I feel
we
like
leave.
I'm Doug in life. Another world. And I feel like I'm scared down there. Is that?
I don't it's know. It's just because.
No,
tell them you know me.
She got it like that in the streets, bitch. Street cred. Like, nah. But no, yeah, it's like another world in South Philly.
I don't know what to say about me. I'm honest. I'm being honest right now.
Well, you.
I work.
You work. You're a hard worker. I do know that you have this awesome brand.
Thank you.
Clothing brand. What's the name of it?
Lavello Elizabeth. That's my name. My name is Alnika Elizabeth Lavello.
Oh. Did you come up with that?
Yes.
Just like, how did
Well, actually, I was, I wanted to start a brand. So I wanted to start it with Lavello.
Just Lavello itself. Okay.
But I wanted to add a name on, so I didn't want to add Lavello Alnika or Alnika Lavello.
Right.
And I wanted Lavello first, so I thought Elizabeth would fit, and it fit.
It does. It actually sounds really chic to me.
Thank you. Like, thank you. I go for the sporty.
Sort of, yeah. I did check out some of the pieces, and I think they're really nice.
Thank
like, they
you.
Look really comfortable.
They are.
And I feel like I can dress it up and
dress
wear sneaks,
yep.
too, right? Mm-hmm. You got to look it up, babe. And they have menswear, too. Did you know? I'm a stalker.
Because I don't got no fashion.
Did you know that Alnika, when she started this line, Lavello Elizabeth, she started off with men's joggers?
Really?
So it was
no actually 24 t-shirts.
Oh.
24 t-shirts, but my first handcrafted piece was
men's joggers. Yep.
Huh.
And then you branched off into women's?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I branched off into women's.
That
my first two items were men's jogger sets.
What made you start off with menswear?
Because I thought the men's would buy more than the ladies.
Really?
Yeah, they kind
of. That's a different way of looking at it.
Somewhat they kind of do.
They do.
But do they buy more because you're a woman?
Maybe because of that, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like as a woman, I shop way more.
Then I had to learn that too. Like girls, when a girl really wants something, she'll spend her money on it.
That's true. And if we have a guy, we'll make them.
Yeah.
Like we'll be like, yo, we want this. We're like the influencers of shopping.
Yes.
No?
Gold diggers.
Gold diggers.
Fucking gold diggers.
No, I'm saying Holla. Like we if I seen your line, I wanted something, I'm like, babe, this is cute. Like, you want that? All right, cool. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So we'd be the ones.
Yeah, a lot of females do reach out to me and say, my boyfriend want this, my baby dad want this, my husband want this.
That's what's
baby
up.
Dad.
Baby dad.
She from South Philly, babe.
From South Philly. I'm sorry. I can't hide it.
That's how it be.
Baby daddies. Damn.
That is funny. Well, congrats on that.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wait, so do you have a baby daddy?
No, I have no kids.
No kids.
No
oh.
Kids.
Okay.
The clap.
All right.
Wait, how old are you?
24. I just turned 24 in June.
This is a good age.
Thank you.
Like, you're already well on your way.
It's hard. I'm trying.
Yeah. It's all downhill from here.
Don't do that.
All right, never mind.
What would you mean?
I'm just trying to put you on to real life, yo. It's downhill from here.
You know.
Go back.
I wish I could go back. It's been hard. I
could
tell you, since when I first started my line, it was like really, you know, easy. It was moving, but it has gotten really hard.
What was some of the challenges? Like so far, because I think you started.
I started 2014. Yeah, I got my logo made December 2013. Flash graphics made my logo for me.
Oh, shout out to Flash.
Shout out to Flash.
Yeah.
He was the one that said, I think you should add a name on.
Oh, okay.
He the one who helped me with that. And my first 2014 shirts got printed in January 2014. So that's when I saved my anniversary week for the brand.
Nice. I like that. So the pre-fall collection is out now.
Yes.
How's that going so far?
It's been like really, really hot lately. So
is it the jogger sets as well? Is it?
No, it's actually the play suit.
Okay.
The romper and the dress.
Oh, nice. I actually know one of the models from the Tanisha.
Yeah, I don't know them.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know.
I was looking.
They did really great, but I don't. Damn. My PR handles everything.
Damn. Yeah, she's a boss, okay? She has Shade her PR real. Handle it.
Yo, she's not even going to know your name when she leaves.
Let me tell you this.
Hold on. Ebony.
Yes. Ah. Got you, babe.
I'm just babe to her right now. She don't know.
No, I was thinking that too, because I was like, yo, she a boss. You guys are
a couple?
Yeah.
Oh, this is decent. This is a power couple. That's decent.
Thank you.
Oh, that's decent.
She don't even know who we are and shit. You know,
when I talk to somebody I deal with about my clothing line, they one ear or the other, they don't understand. So,
oh no.
Aww.
At least you got somebody to love.
Oh, we know.
We know.
Oh, we know.
If I'm really into, like, I'll be looking Instagram. I'll be stalking. Like, what's going on here? Yeah. That's what's up, though. I really like it. So,
thank you.
So, when does the fall winter collection come out?
I'm not sure. No, I don't.
Soon, though?
Soon. Hopefully soon. I don't have a set date yet, honestly.
Babe.
What's up?
You need to get one of these outfits.
Listen, man. I'm just sticking to my t-shirts and sweatpants right now, man.
Getting dressed
is too hard.
Oh, yeah, he's a sweatpants guy.
Yeah, that's what I got for the men.
That's all I need. Because getting dressed is just, I just can't do it. I can't think about it.
Her brand is actually like a simplistic type of comfortable feel, so I think it would be something that you would like, and it's not real bright colors, but it still looks good. Like, actually, her outfit today looks good.
It's not mine, but thank you.
Your outfit?
No, I don't. Oh. I mean, it's mine.
Oh, like, okay,
I own the clothes, but this not my brand. That's what I meant.
That's not your outfit.
Take the clothes.
Shit. Who clothes you got on
today,
girl?
She stole somebody's clothes in the parking lot. That's what took her so long.
I was meaning that it's not my brand.
I like it, though.
Thank you.
It's pretty cool. So, I do know that you had something very big happen with your clothes. One of the big things, because I don't, you know.
Yeah.
But I know that Dej Loaf.
Yeah, shout out to Dej Loaf. I love her.
She's really into that. She wore an outfit once.
She wore everything I sent her.
Oh, everything.
Everything.
How'd you get that to happen?
Like, soon as she dropped Try Me, before it blew up.
Mm-hmm.
Before she even got signed.
Okay.
When she had like 30,000 followers on Instagram.
And you was able to how did you contact?
A few of my friends that got clothing brands had the address too, but I actually reached out to her manager.
Okay.
Joy, and she sent it over.
Nice.
So now, you know, they moved a few times. Since then, I had a few hairdressers. I reach out to her, get an hairdress every time I want to send something. So.
Is there anybody?
She pretty much weird. I never talked to Dejo personally.
Well,
when I send it, she just wears it.
That's cool. It looked good on her too.
Thank you. I love it on her. That's about the only celebrity who wears my stuff.
Do you have anybody else in mind that you would like to wear it?
She's like, everybody, shit, fuck you talking about. Everybody wears.
I mean, because you know how some people have like
their favorites.
I want this celebrity.
I would want to,
especially if they like
Angela Simmons when she dropped her baby.
I was about to say, especially if they portray.
I thought she wasn't having sex. I was confused.
Me too. Yeah.
I was trying to figure that out.
We all are confused. Okay.
Online. Gotti slid in her DMs, but I don't know.
Gotti was loving her.
Yeah.
I like Angela.
Yeah, I could picture her in my clothing. Karrueche. I love her style.
Oh, there you go. He loves. Don't get him started. He loves Karrueche. Okay, that's his number one girl.
No, I thought you were his number one girl.
Well, I'm his number one woman, but she's his. Crush.
She's my crush.
Okay. And he's allowed. I like how y'all keeping things real.
Oh yeah. He's allowed. That's she the only crushes. Pass he gets in life if you ever meet Karrueche, babe. Oh, and Rihanna, because I love Rihanna.
Oh yeah, yeah, Rihanna.
You too. You gotta, babe.
Yo, would you like if you met Rihanna and your dude could hit, would you let him hit?
I'm gonna be honest, no.
No?
I'm the jealous type.
Yo, is there any
she keep it real?
Hold on, listen. Is there any girl that he get a pass on?
No,
girl, not even Beyonce.
She look like she can throw hands, babe. Okay. Don't
touch the jealous type. I'm like seriously
that's why she's
jealous.
Single. That's why she's single.
I don't want to hear about your past.
That's why she's single.
She probably don't be trying to hear nothing from these. Oh God, these fellas out here.
Is this a woman's show now? What's going on?
Yeah, yeah. We about to bash y'all. Okay, but yeah, so I think you can definitely get Angela.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think that would be too much.
Yeah. Hopefully.
I feel like anything's possible.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Plus, you got your some PR.
People, yeah, some people want to get paid, though. You know?
That's true.
Ain't nothing wrong with some money.
I mean.
To get to
ain't,
where.
Ain't nothing wrong with
well,
some
yeah.
money.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're, like, a big person on the scene or yeah. you know, like, yeah.
I could probably bring this person money or something. Like, that's probably why they want to get paid. I don't know.
Right. So, tell me a little bit about you, like, outside of work. Who is Alnika? Like, what do you like to do? You don't Netflix
no,
and chill.
I have a day job. I work.
Okay.
That's what I meant by being.
What's your interest? Like, what do you do for fun? Dance, sing.
I
don't know.
No, I don't sew.
Ride bikes.
I really don't do nothing for fun.
No? Dang.
Shit.
Damn, she needs to have some fun. No, are you a workaholic?
Girl, you need
no,
to come out
really
with us
I'm not really a workaholic,
but
when
to get
I work,
you a drink.
I like to go home, lay down, relax. Mm. That's right. The type of stuff I like to do.
Hey, yo.
Sometimes I might get a drink, you know.
You yeah. What?
You got cats?
No, I won't. Okay, I mean, at my mom's house, we always ate cats, but.
You got a dog?
Are you trying to be funny?
You got a fish? No. Is there anything else?
Do you live alone?
No, not right now.
Okay. That's what I said.
He's trying
thought
to say.
She was the only
she needs some outside world.
No, I like to be alone. That's the problem. I love to be alone. I love to be alone. I love to go home after work, wash up, lay down, watch the Jeffersons. Watch Good Time.
The Jeffersons.
She watches classic
she
shows.
So
watch Martin. Like,
she
got like
you
that.
Gotta watch the Get Down. That's like
sometimes yeah, I might go out. I'm not really the party type. Right. Party.
Oh, well, this right here. This one right here. She a party type, bro. She this
like
girl
it.
Can party.
I don't like it.
I just like to be out and meeting people and being around talent.
That's what I think. That's what I think I need to
depends.
Do more. I mean, network more. You know, maybe be seen a little bit more.
Right.
But certain things I just can't.
Yeah, it's a difference between a party scene, babe, and like actually out networking.
Yeah,
because some people do full fledged party like all the time.
Nah, I can't party. I can't stay up that late for one.
Yeah,
I can party.
Not all night because we
crib.
Do be kind of getting
like
tired.
Party.
At the crib, no. Mm-mm.
Well, it's a blend.
She's
it's a
the
blend.
Partier. I just try to get her drunk and take her home and do weird things.
Yeah, okay.
Like, it's funny. Like, I would want to go out and just, like, check. Let's go check out this event, right? And he'll be the one, like, let's drink. Let's smoke. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Like,
let's do all this stuff and get you to stay home.
Get me turned up. Yeah. He'd be, like, encouraging it. But then he'd be like, no, that's her.
Yeah, that's her. Like, why? That's her, though. I just let her turn up.
You're crazy.
I don't know what else to say about me.
Well.
Nothing's really interesting in my life right now besides Lavella.
Okay. I mean, it looks like you pour your heart into that. Like,
I
that's
try.
Like your baby.
I try.
So, we're going to do a thing. We're going to actually, let's play like a little game type of thing. So, I'm going to go to your Instagram. Do you have a personal Instagram or is it just Lavella?
No, just that.
All right. So,
I post stuff on myself.
Okay. I'm going to go to your Instagram and I'm going to just see what I feel from the Instagram.
Okay.
So I'm on Lavella Elizabeth's Instagram. She has, a Labor Day sale coming up.
Yep. Starting tomorrow.
Tomorrow till the 4th, September 4th. Everyone, so yeah, if you look her up, it says Labor Day sale, 35% off. And then she has a video.
Oh, no, that's me dancing at work today.
Oh, not babe. Did you see this video?
That's her, what?
Look at her.
It was a tribute to Aaliyah.
Fun. She lied to
what
us,
is,
babe.
Whoa,
it was a tribute to Aaliyah.
No, no, stop. Oh,
it was a tribute to Aaliyah.
It was cute. She knows how to have fun.
Hey, yo,
wait,
what song is that?
Wait, do you have a tattoo
that?
On your leg?
Yeah, I have a lot of tattoos.
Oh, nice.
How many tattoos you got?
13.
What's that one tattoo you wish you didn't get? We all got
the one
that
on my leg.
The one on your
really?
The one she said it. The one she.
The one like
out?
On my thigh.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I only can see a little bit from here.
What is it? What is it?
It's actually safety pins and a pair of scissors.
No, on your thigh.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Safety so pins and a pair of fucking scissors.
Because she how did into we, clothing and. Stuff.
But how, safety pins.
I know.
Some people get yo, the scissors going, do it, you got, when they cut hair.
Nah, yo, you got to go
getting,
all
I'm
out. Yo, you got to get a sewing machine, yo.
That's what I was thinking.
Word.
That's what I was thinking. Get a sewing machine.
With the
machine,
little pedal and shit. You
get
know
the
what I mean?
Mannequin.
The pedal.
Yeah, put the pedal and shit. Yo, listen. Get the sewing machine on your leg.
Yes.
Let the cord to the pedal run down your leg.
Oh, my God.
Put to the pedal. Ankle? No, put the pedal under your foot.
Oh, oh my.
I ain't babe. Got no tattoos down there.
I ain't doing no more tattoos.
Wait,
put the pedal under your foot. And then when people be like, yo, what's that? Be like, it's the pedal. They, oh!
He is
that was
crazy.
Deep, yo. That was deep. It should blow their mind. I'm telling you.
He is so crazy.
I'm telling you.
All right. The Instagram is really like.
Wait, so what is
the
Instagram?
Instagrams. Like, one of those Instagrams, I'm like, ooh, what are they doing? Everything is like professional pics.
No. I'm saying, what is the Instagram? Like, oh, I want to go to it.
It's Lavello Elizabeth.
Okay, gotcha. Got you. I just
know
want
how
to make
spell
sure. It? Nah, but they you might want to tell right. them. I know how to spell it. But
all
they,
right, so
they,
it's,
you might want to tell them.
You wanna
L O V E L L O E L I Z A B E T H.
Shit, hold on. I'm still on L O.
Spell love.
Love.
Okay, love. Okay, I got that.
Then
L L O.
And then L L O.
Double L O.
Double L O.
Yes, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
You should do that.
Love
you should say
double
L O.
Hey.
I should
love
say what?
Double L O.
Love double L O.
Elizabeth.
Like, as one
girl,
of, right, so
we
know,
about to be in management, y'all. Yo.
You know how when people like idea. Introduce themselves or like say like their Instagram name and they have like this thing where they do it. It kind of sounds like music. Like they say their yeah. name or spell it or whatever.
Love,
you know what I mean?
Love double L O. Elizabeth.
You almost
love double L O.
Get a tongue tongue.
Double L O. Love double L O.
Love
fuck
double L O Elizabeth.
You
like
gotta move your shoulders with it though.
Yeah. I'm good at snapping the neck too.
That is babe.
She ratchet, y'all.
I really
said,
am.
I'm good at snapping necks.
We gotta pull the wretchedness out of you.
I'm good at snapping
it.
Necks. I'm like, what?
Deep down inside.
I'm good I don't at know you neck. Didn't.
And I love the site. I
thank
love
you,
the
you.
Logo you have.
Thank you.
It's really, really great. I'm just peeping it right now, you guys.
Oh, snap. She got a site?
Yes, she has a
wait,
site.
Wait, what's the site?
It's love.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Everything is the same thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay, got much. It. Got it. Okay.
Facebook.
I'm just trying to make sure everybody at home
I don't
now.
Have a Twitter, a Pinterest.
Shit.
What
else? You don't have a Twitter, you don't have a Pinterest.
No, I have a Pinterest.
Ooh, girl.
I don't have a Twitter. I don't
follow
know
your Pinterest.
I don't really be on Pinterest, though.
Because do you be I on love Pinterest?
Pinterest. I'm talking about my Pinterest.
It's like, no. All right, well, let's go back.
I think I got one thing on Pinterest. Some old t-shirts I had.
So what's next for you?
I know we have
the fall winter collection.
I'm trying to work on that now. I don't know a release date.
Where do you see your brand going? Like how like did you expect it to be like
how
this
it is now?
Or?
No.
Okay. But you love it though.
I love it.
Is
I don't
like,
think this
is
this,
like this
I don't think this is gonna be the only, a kid honestly a kid no I never was I didn't care about fashion. I mean I get dressed but I never
so what made you start
was a
this?
Fashionista my name I just like my name and
your
was,
name
I don't think this is where I'm gonna stop at
right
like it's not just gonna be the clothing line
what do you oh maybe sneaks maybe or maybe
handbags
yeah accessories basically that would be cool.
Yo, stop giving her ideas, yo.
I know. I feel like I'm doing.
I mean, even with COVID, period, I don't think that's going to be it for me.
Right.
I don't want it to be.
It shouldn't be.
You know, I'm glad that I got this far and I love it. And I've been trying to put my all into it. I want to expand more. It's hard right now in Philly. I think to do anything in Philly is hard right now, honestly. But I'm just trying to expand more. That's it.
You should have like some fashion shoes and. Something like that. You don't like fashion shows?
I like fashion shows, but I'm gonna be honest. I only been to one fashion show.
But that's fine.
I never, you know. I'm trying
to
experience the whole New York Fashion Week.
Be like Because you a boss chick, so you can like, PR, this is what I want.
Hopefully. Right, Naomi?
Director. Naomi, she gets the job done.
No, she really does. She's really good. This is my first time working with a PR, anything marketing. And she really does a great job.
That's what's up. Creative director. You doing it. I like it. I'm really glad that you came down here to like let us know what's going on.
Thank you.
When I got the info, I was looking at everything and I'm like, who is this? Who is this? Like, so it looks
never,
really
you
well
me
put together.
You never heard of me before?
No. I don't know. I don't really. Look, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm broke, you know what, I don't even shop that much. So.
No, I'm real small. I am small. Like, I don't.
But it looks like from me, like, my first impression was like, she got this down pack. Like, she has business. She's doing it. Like, because you have the whole media kit and all that. Your site is great. Your logo is great.
Thank you.
So you on your way. So
thank
I love
you.
It.
Thank
keep
you.
Keep going.
I won't give up. I never give up.
Keep on doing it. And put South Philly on the mat.
I
even
am.
Though y'all crazy down there. Babe, don't go down there, babe.
Yo,
where y'all from?
Yo, I used to live in South Philly.
Oh, yeah, you did. That's why you crazy.
17
now
Metasca.
I know.
Wow, where's I'm from? Well, I'm from 15 Metasca.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All right. Well, I was a gangster.
That explains it.
I was a gangster.
Really?
Yes, I was a gangster. All
right. So it's a church on that corner,
drugs.
Right?
I sold
you
drugs.
You know it's a church on that corner, right?
Yeah, you're talking about St. Thomas, right?
Yeah,
that would have been funny.
Mm-hmm.
That
right.
would have been funny.
Fucking thug. I kill people. Don't. Mm-mm.
Well, me, I'm born in Philly, but I was raised in Virginia.
Okay.
He's from Philly. And he's lived out LA before, so.
We're pretty much. That's why I want to, that's where I can see myself moving to.
I can see. Like from the line, just judging off of that, I can just see that being
that's where
expanded.
I get my inspiration from, like the men's short set, that's how they dress down LA. And a lot of guys down here are like, why you make shorts with long sleeves? And it's like,
so tell me a little bit about the process though. Like, do you? So I know you make some of the stuff, or do you make all of it?
I don't make. I have a manufacturer.
Oh, I thought you said that. Something earlier about like you
no, I don't
want
sew.
Something was made or something.
No, okay. I mean they're handcrafted, but
oh, handcrafted. That's what it was. Oh, in the manufacture. Okay.
I just designed. I work with a few illustrators before too.
So you can draw really good. Like you draw it, or you just tell them how you want it.
I just tell them how I want it. Some things I have drawn out before. You know,
right.
It was simple, like the little dress. I drawn it out. But I work with illustrators too.
Okay.
So whenever I got an
how
idea.
Do you get in contact with these people? You just like, yo, who do this? Who do that? And then.
Well, the first girl that I worked with, she was actually following me on Instagram for a long time. She always commented on all my pictures, liked everything. So I follow her back and I see that she was in school. She just was like getting out, graduating. Mm-hmm. So she did a few things for me. She designed actually the Zentas, the one piece, the jumpsuits.
Okay.
I don't think they're on my site anymore. Oh, the gray one is on my site.
Yeah, I've seen something like that.
She designed a few other pieces that didn't release yet. I just still got the sketches sitting. And the second girl I work with from over New York, I want to say her name,
Lizzie.
Jerron Couture.
Okay.
She's, I just found her on Instagram. I never talked on the phone with her, nothing. Email.
You see how
PayPal
Instagram
money.
Just brings us together?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's really good. Like, she... The whole illustration body. Like, she'll put the clothes on the body.
Mm.
She's really good. She's
gotta
really
look
good.
These people up. Need some of your connections. Did you know that me and him, we met on Instagram too?
Mm. Really?
Isn't that weird?
So that's why y'all like the Netflix and chill.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
He
so would you slid
my
DM?
Yeah,
was like, yo,
you
babe.
You know how it is. Like, got it.
I was like, yo,
so
got
did
it.
You always, did y'all always do like the radio?
Well, he has been doing radio.
Personality?
Mm-hmm.
For
I've been doing
a
radio
while, like
for 20
his whole
years.
Life, basically.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
Okay.
Started when I was 12.
Wow, that's decent.
Yeah, yeah. So I've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, and I've been doing it for a little over a year now.
Oh, so he got you into this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's decent.
Yeah. But I always wanted to be on TV talking and doing whatever on TV. And I like radio because it's kind of like my gateway to that.
Yeah.
That way I can get comfortable talking to you. And then once, you know, I get that done. And it's fun.
Yeah.
I can get on TV and I could just do both.
Yeah.
You know, I like it. It's pretty cool. Online, we can do whatever we want. We can talk about whatever we want. You know what I mean?
I just talk about sex all the time. So
yeah, that's his favorite
that's
topic.
That's my show. It's always about getting laid on my show, okay?
Okay.
That's right.
I don't get laid.
Don't come on my show.
Don't do it, babe. I warned her creative director.
I'm sorry.
And she informed me.
I shouldn't have been on this show. This show was like, the wrong show to put my ass on.
No, we chilling now. We are like. What do we like to call this? I don't like dynamic duo. Power couple.
I said power couple when I came.
Everybody says
peanut butter and jelly.
Wow.
You're the milk that's to deep, my cereal. Because
that's food, and I like food.
That's right.
Oh, see, he knows me.
That's right. That's right.
I like you guys.
We like you too.
You have to hang out more.
No, she can't hang out.
No,
with us.
Because we're trying to pull her out of her. I want to be home alone.
True.
So.
But she not as wild as us?
No,
though.
I think she is.
You think she is? I feel like I see it. You think it's just the radio? It's just the mic though? Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. This is my second interview I ever did. I don't really like talking.
Got you. Okay, cool.
That's cool. Right. Anything else you want to say?
We're going to get her high and drunk one day.
Yeah.
I don't get high. I drink though.
You drink though? Okay.
Yeah. Henny.
We could talk. Ooh. Oh, hey.
Once I get me another bottle, I do brand ambassador work for Henny. So really? Sometimes I get free bottles. If I get a bottle, I'm going to hit you up. I'm going to send you a picture and be like, look what I got. And you already going to know.
She just as ratchet as you.
I am.
You already know.
You already know what you time it is. You already know. I be having him drinking Henny. He don't even drink Henny.
You don't like Henny?
I don't really drink liquor yet.
I'm like, babe, take this shot.
Some wine, a little bit of
beer. Yeah, I like wine too. It depends on what I'm doing, what type of day it is.
Yeah.
If I just met you, we going to do wine. If we kicked it for a while, we can sip some in.
Oh,
babe. Next time it's going to be wine.
I see what's going on.
What?
I see what's going on.
What's going on, babe?
She was like, if I just met you, then it's wine. But if I already know you, then
I told you.
Then it's Henny.
I told you.
Then it's Henny.
Deep down in, the wretchedness will be pulled out.
Yeah, but, no, I really am really wretched.
You are?
Yeah.
I admit it that I'm wretched.
I'm just myself, though.
Yeah.
I'm just myself.
But I feel like being wretched is fun. People make it seem like it's... All right, no. There's levels to wretchedness. Don't get me wrong. Levels to wretchedness, but I'm like the first couple levels, which is cool because that's just me.
Maybe to the 10th power or something.
Really? She might be more wretched than me, babe. What do we do?
I don't know. We just gotta let her be ratchet by herself.
Like how we pull it out of her though.
Oh, how we pull it out? We just gonna get her drunk.
That's gonna do it.
That's gonna pull it out.
That would do it.
She gonna be dancing like on her Instagram.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
That was a tribute to Aaliyah though. I had to do that.
It has to be a tribute for you to dance. It's gonna be a tribute to Henny. How about that?
Yeah.
See. Yeah. We getting on the same page. All right. Let's get back to this. This clothing line, this brand. So you have the Labor Day sale coming up. And anything new as far as the outfits and everything that's going to be presented for Labor Day? Or is it just everything that's on the site?
It's just everything that's on the site right now.
Okay. Because some people...
I'm a real small business, so like...
Right.
Those are probably the most items I released at one time. Three. I do one here, one there.
Because I'm looking at... I actually do like some of this stuff here. Yes. I like this. But I feel like this stuff don't look right on me. Like I love...
Why do you feel like that?
Well, for one, I'm short. And like sometimes things... I don't know about the torso part. Like it'd be weird on me. I don't know. But I could probably rock that. Babe, you want something over here? Look, they got hats.
Yeah, I want some sweats.
Look at this.
I want some sweats. I don't want to buy them, though, because I'm cheap and broke.
It's sweat short.
At least you admitting it.
Yeah, I'm cheap and I'm broke. Okay. Nah, I'm bullshitting. I just don't want to buy it. But I'm cheap. Okay. I'm cheap, though. That's what it is. No, you know what it is?
You know what it is?
I'm cheap. I don't buy myself shit. I buy her whatever she wants.
That's
good. I think that's what he wants.
But if I want something.
We do it back and forth.
If I want something, I just can't get it for myself.
No.
I just feel like I can't spend the money on myself.
I think that's how it should go.
You know what I mean?
Spend money on me.
But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to order some of your sweatpants.
Thank you.
That's right.
They look comfy.
That's right. I'm going to order some sweatpants, and then you're going to come drink Henny with us.
Yeah. Ooh. Sounds like a
while
date.
While I'm in my sweatpants.
Oh, yeah. We can take all the pictures.
See? Take all the pictures and drink Henny.
Yep. I like that. All right. So you promise you're going to come back and hang out with us?
Yep.
Cool. Let us know where we can find you online, because I know my listeners are going to be like, I want to see this site. I want to see this Instagram.
www.love.
Love double L-O.
I know.
Love double L-O.
I was going to see if she was going to say it.
Got it. I wanted to say it.
All right.
Love00. Dot com.
So the website first, right?
Yeah, so go ahead and tell them the website and then let them know your Instagram. I mean, it was
www.lovelloeliziabeth.com. And I'm on Facebook. Right. Same name, Lovello Elizabeth.
Lovello Elizabeth. I always want to say Love Ello. Lovello.
You know, people had pronounced it before Lovello.
Lovello. That's what, yeah. I think
you would say that?
I think the first time I read it, I said it like that. And I was like, wait, no. And then I sounded it out. And I was like, Lovello. Like, I sounded it out. But
Lovello.
Love.
I even had a t-shirt before.
Like, yo, that would look hot on a t-shirt, yo.
I did that.
What? Or
just the name right on the... Oh, the pronunciation. Oh, she's creative. I like her.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to get her on the team. Lovelo.
We're going to have to get her on the team. That's what we need. Some of this creative juice over here.
Yeah, we need to get your creative juices over Henny and just...
Over Henny.
Pour it out onto the table.
I think she's trying to get you drunk on a low. For real. Because she just keeps talking.
That's going to be a wretched sight.
I think it'll be cool. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Come back again. Everybody out there, thank you so much for listening. Like, Anika is the shit. Look her up, you guys. Great pieces. I really love the site. And give us your feedback. I'm going to actually suggest my favorite pieces from the site to you guys. And you guys let me know if you like those too. Sounds like a deal?
Yep.
All right, babe.
Yeah, I'm good.
We're going to get out of here.
Yeah, I'm tired.
It's a long day.
It's been a long day. Yo, it was a pleasure meeting you. Good luck with your company and your brand and shit. That's hot, yo.
Thank you.
And I'm going to get some sweatpants. I'm dead serious.
Okay.
So I got to go on there. Look, but I got to make sure, though, see, because I can't try them on. So I just got to guess.
No, what you mean?
Well, now that we're friends.
What size are you?
I think I'm a large. An extra large? I can't be an extra large. It's going to be too baggy. It's definitely not a medium.
What size waist are you?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It ain't a medium. Then.
What size your waist,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Need an extra large. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
He's a mess.
Okay. What's
your waist?
Oh, my waist? Like a 32?
33.
I was close. Well, if it's a 33, that would be a medium.
It'd be a medium?
That's what I was going to say.
I'm sold out of large.
I'm going to get a large, though. Medium,
I'm sold out of large. I'm sorry.
Because I'm too tall for that. I'm too tall
I'm sold
for
out of large shorts.
Oh, that's
I'm
why
sorry.
You do that. I'm like, you wear a medium.
Nah, I'm too small. I'm too tall for medium.
All right, we'll be going to work it out.
We'll work it out.
And yes, thanks, my listeners out there, for tuning in again. This is your girl, E. Bunny Shanae, and we out.